Hey guys, I'm super excited today to break down some of the behind the scenes of a $246,026.95 launch. You hear about these all the time, but what actually goes into a launch that produces $250,000? Yeah, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh man, the past couple of months have been nothing short of a blast. We've been, you know, traveling quite a bit. We've been working with awesome and fun clients, and we were actually a part of a couple of huge launches over the last couple of months. But one that I want to share with you guys is one that I am extremely proud of, and oh man, just crazy. So this launch in particular was a 30-day launch. Now, if you've ever worked on a launch, I will be the first to tell you that launches are the pathway to broken dreams oftentimes. Launches are always seeming to be like this beautiful, golden, shiny object. And to be honest, they are roller coasters and they're crazy and they're intense and things break and tech doesn't work. And fortunately for us, this particular client somehow always has her T's crossed and her I's dotted. And every single time that we do a launch, it is very, very exciting and we build momentum as we go. But we generated basically $250,000 in 1 month. So I wanted to share with you guys a little bit of the behind the scenes of what went into this. Now, first things first, I'll share with you guys what went really, really well. What went really, really well were the number of people that we were able to get into the launch. We've always had a goal of getting 5,000 people into her launch, and we've never done it, which is kind of crazy. We got really close this time. We hit 4,400 people who signed up for her program. Very, very exciting. But we did, you know, we beat our number from last time. Things are continuing to grow. And this particular client is going to have her first $3 million year this year, which is just an honor to be a part of. What else went well? This is crazy. Every single dollar impression, engagement, interaction that we had leading up to the launch made for a super successful launch, which is really powerful. Everything that we did before the launch determined how big we were able to get the launch. And we've grown a lot because our very first challenge together, we did, I want to say $60,000. And we've done several launches since then. We have one coming up, you know, this in 2019, and we want to make it the biggest one yet. Every single time we try to beat our numbers. And so far we have done that, which is phenomenal and very, very exciting. What else went well? This time, something that was a little bit different is that ManyChat was a little bit tougher to use this time. People were mistaking messages for other messages. People who had already signed up had said, like, do I need to buy again? There was a lot of confusion in the ManyChat inbox. So one of the things that we discovered were how to, and this is a good thing, how to more accurately communicate even with the people who have already signed up for the challenge. So that was a big obstacle that we overcame this time. Now, what went not as well? Okay, so number one, this was tough. Facebook did not allow the video testimonials and copy that we wanted for remarketing. And it took us about 3 of the 4 weeks to finally get an approved version. Thankfully, we were using a backup ad account. It didn't affect her overall ad account's health. But that was something that was, I was not thrilled with. I was really wanting to get this remarketing campaign together, and we didn't get it until the final week. However, once we got that final approval from Facebook, even just in 1 week, we were generating, it was crazy. It was like, I think it was $6 or $7 purchases with a cart value of like $60 to $70 per person. So it was phenomenal, a 10x ROAS. But that was something that was a challenge. And so next time I know what I need to do to overcome those limitations from Facebook. What else did not go well? We started out with a really slow start. It seems like people were less receptive to emails and ManyChat. And obviously there was some of the confusion there with ManyChat, which is a good and a bad thing. We learned how to communicate even better with her ManyChat list. What else? We were able to reach, I think it was 2.1 million people throughout her launch, which is so exciting. Now, what I'm most excited about is what comes next. And this is a huge part of launches. If you are working with someone who doesn't plan out what they're going to do differently next time, talking about recapping the good, the bad, the ugly, what we can do better together next time, then I challenge you to consider looking at a new ad agency, because what you need to do is say, here's what went well, here's what didn't go so hot, and here's what we can do even better together next time that I'm excited for. So one of the things I'm most excited for is that this client has actually a pretty small email list. And the reality is we haven't even worked towards growing her email list yet, because up until this point, there were no lead magnets. So I'm so excited to build an email list of potential buyers and nurture that email list until it's time for the next challenge. So I have a feeling that is going to be a massive game changer. And then obviously next time, I'm super excited about getting those remarketing testimonials, which, by the way, my favorite way to use remarketing is with video carousels of testimonials. Hands down, it's one of the most effective ways to get your message across. It breaks down objections and it's just overall super powerful. So I'm really, really excited about the next one together. We have so much fun every single time that we launch. You know, obviously not every launch has to be an emotional roller coaster. You can take control of your emotions, determine that there's going to be good, there's going to be bad, and there's going to be what we can do better together next time. So just want to share with you guys some of that, because those are the things that we're seeing that are working, and it's so fun and so rewarding, especially when you finally see that elusive number, the 250,000 generated in a month in just one funnel. Ah, sigh of relief. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Bye.